Dollars and Cents is on 96.9 Boston Talks.
Well, the phones have been starting to ring here, 617-822-1969. That's where you're here listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. We've had such popularity with the phones today that somebody actually called and requested a Demi Lovato song. I don't know what station they thought they were listening to, but sorry, folks, that is in the studio right next to us. They can handle that, but we'll see if we can accomplish that or accommodate you with that. Our phone number here, once again, 617-822-1969. We're talking about anything and everything relating to mutual funds today because 80% of the population owns one.
That's right. But if you have questions on anything about financial planning, we're happy to address those as well.
And this might be one of those types of questions. We're going to go to the phones to Emmett in Belmont. Emmett, how are you today?
Very good. This might be a little off base from a question that you're not probably expecting, but John Corzine's company in New York, there was $1.6 billion that wasn't accounted for 6 months ago. I haven't heard or read anything. Do you have any knowledge of what's going on with that?
I wish I could give you some more information on that. I think the information that we have is the information that's been made public on that issue, and there hasn't been much in the news lately. And, you know, oftentimes what happens, kind of like in the Madoff story, where there was a lot of issues that happened up front and where there were stories and issues to talk about, it made the press. And then all of a sudden it kind of goes into this quiet period where there's some investigative work doing. And then it will rise to the top again and you'll start to hear some more. All right. But sorry, I can't help you with more than that. I mean, we haven't heard much more. But thanks, Emmett. Phone number 617-822-1969, 617-822-1969. It's a free call on your Verizon wireless device by simply hitting #969. And so if you're sitting in your car and you're driving back wondering, geez, what am I going to do with my 401k when I get back to the office? Or how am I going to try to figure out the best way to prepare for my kids' education cost, for my retirement? Am I buying the right mutual funds? Do I know what I'm paying for mutual funds? Any of those questions, we're going to provide you answers. Give us a call, 617-822-1969.
So we had a question. Our last question was about purchasing individual stocks versus mutual funds. And there are some reasons, four in particular, that we recommend buying mutual funds
over an individual stock.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny, many people are actually, many of the investment houses these days, the research firms, are getting away from making stock predictions and stock recommendations because we know and see how volatile that is. I mean, it might sound great to listen to your favorite host on CNBC talk about a particular stock that you should be buying on Monday. But what you'll never find is that same host saying, hey, remember back on Monday, August, whatever date, I recommended this particular stock. Well, now I'm recommending that you sell that stock. They generally don't do that. They'll recommend things to buy or tell you some ideas of what you should be buying or maybe tell you things that you should be selling, but they're not going to tell you when to buy and to sell that same investment. That's not something that you and I, frankly, have the ability to do unless we do it on a 24/7 basis. So what do people do? They go and they buy mutual funds. And why? There's four major reasons why people say a mutual fund works. And it works so that you can work with an advisor. It works so that you can do it on your own. And it works because you can build mutual funds into your portfolio that align appropriately with your goals and objectives.
So even though, I mean, for many people, their 401k is their primary investment, and they are limited to mutual funds within that 401k, or many people are. But even if you're not limited to only mutual funds, there are also reasons why we would recommend mutual funds over purchasing individual stocks.
That's right. And there are four, like we said, there's four reasons. Number one is you get professional management. Imagine being able to own a pool of investments. I draw this out for people a lot of times. Imagine a giant swimming pool, and that swimming pool is empty right now. But people like you, me, the government, the institutions, the colleges, 401k plans, anybody can walk up to that empty pool, and whether you put in $10 or $10 million, your money is welcome there, and it's going to be treated the same. No one's going to treat you any differently. What's going to be responsible is there's a giant lifeguard that sits above that pool, and sometimes that lifeguard has a team around him, and they decide how they're going to use the money that's in that giant pool to buy stocks. Now, they've got some rules around that. They have to make sure that they buy stocks that meet a particular objective, right?
That's correct.
And what else do they have to do, Marion?
Well, they have to make sure that they have a well-diversified portfolio. And there are a lot of rules around what they can do within that portfolio. You mentioned one of them before. Typically, there's a rule saying that you can only invest up to 5% of the portfolio in any one particular security,
right?
Whether it's a stock fund or a bond fund. So they need to be very careful that they select carefully. And keep the risk level intact as well, because many times there are also risk constraints around what they can invest.
So oftentimes we talk about these terms, large cap value, large cap growth, small cap value. What those mean is that that's a general setting for what a mutual fund manager has to use as his primary filter for buying stocks within that portfolio. For instance, if you were a large cap growth manager, you're not out buying Buffalo Wild Wings for your portfolio. That's more of a stock, a small cap company. You might include companies like Coca-Cola or Intel or Cisco or Microsoft or Apple. Those are big companies that would be in large cap companies. But think about it. There's a lot of analysis, a lot of work, and a lot of understanding as to what goes on. And like anything else, it's who you know. There's a lot of research that's out there. You and I, you that are driving in your car right now or sitting out in your backyard, you and I can go to our internet right now. Go to Yahoo Finance, go to Google Finance, go to Morningstar. It doesn't matter where you go. You can go to all these places to gather information about a particular stock. But you know as well as I do that if you don't know how the inner workings of that company are operating, if you don't know the actual people that have feet in the office, you really have no idea what's going on there.
And the mutual fund managers or their analysts actually go out, or some of them, I should say, will go out and visit these companies and talk to the employees, talk to the people who that they deal with, individuals that they sell to, individuals that they buy from, whoever it might be. They'll talk to others in the industry as well. So truly, the individual investor is at a distinct disadvantage.
Huge disadvantage. And the portfolio managers make a ton of money.
Correct.
They make a ton of money. So, I mean, if you're working with a financial advisor who says, I'm really great at picking stocks or picking mutual funds, I'm really great at that, I would ask them, why aren't you running a mutual fund or working in some institutional capacity? Because you're not making nearly as much money as you could be if you're so good at it to go work at an institutional fund company. I'll tell you, a couple of years ago, I was invited to speak at a mutual fund house where I got to meet with several other portfolio managers and analysts. And I got brought into a conference room to listen to how analysts present to a portfolio manager about a particular stock that he's considering buying. And I will tell you, these analysts are brilliant. Not only are they brilliant people, they're great presenters. They know how to put concept together. And they tell you about some stuff that's going on 2, 3, 5 years down in research and development at some of these companies that you would never even imagine. You're not going to find that on the stat sheets at Yahoo Finance and Google Finance. That's why you want that professional money management. So that's number one.
That's right.
As the reason there. There's other reasons, too. Secondly, there's the professional money management, and secondly is the diversification.
That's right. So most mutual funds own at minimum 20 individual stocks or individual bonds, whatever it might be. But typically, I mean, the larger funds might own hundreds, if not thousands, of individual securities within the portfolio. So, you know, you can have, or 50, 100 is very, very common for a fund manager. A very concentrated portfolio might own a smaller amount. But by owning numerous different companies and from different areas as well, different sectors of the asset class that they're working in, you actually get tremendous diversification by making one purchase. So you buy one fund and you get tremendous diversification within any asset class. So if it's a large cap growth mutual fund, you get tremendous diversification there.
That's right. 617-822-1969. We're taking your questions on giving you any type of guidance you'd like regarding mutual funds. Marion, as you talked about this idea of diversification, oftentimes people that think about stocks, they think about buying and selling stocks. Well, in a mutual fund, the mutual fund manager can sometimes be one that trades quite a bit. And there's a term that's used in that category, and that's called
turnover.
That's right.
And
go ahead.
That's actually a published number. So you can look to see what the mutual fund manager's turnover rate is within the portfolio. And there are some mutual fund managers, the turnover rate might be 20%, which means that they only sell approximately 1/5 of the portfolio of the stocks or bonds in the portfolio every year. There are other mutual fund managers that might have a 400 or 500% turnover, which means that they sell everything 4 or 5 times during the course of the year. So it's amazing. I mean, it very different. Very different types of mutual funds. I mean, you can look for any specific criteria that you want.
And so then you have to ask yourself, okay, if you've got a mutual fund that trades a lot or a mutual fund that doesn't trade a lot, how important is it to trade mutual funds?
That's right. Well, all the statistics say, although many people feel like, gee, the more I trade, the better I am. In reality, the less you trade, the better off you are.
Well,
there are times that trades are important.
Well, we had a real-life situation in our office where an individual had purchased one of these portfolios with one of the large institutional money management firms here in the Boston area. And what he did was he invested a large amount of money, and it was automatically allocated into about 30 or 40 different mutual funds. And what happens is periodically, this institutional money management firm automatically switches in and out of mutual funds and did several trades. I mean, I think there were 34 to 40 trades over the course of that 1 year period of time. He also had us managing money for him as well. And we built a mutual fund portfolio for him within line with his goals and objectives. And we made it a total of 2 trades. And what was interesting is both of them had the same investment objective. It was called growth with income, which meant that we would keep about 60% of our money in stock funds, 40% of our money in bond funds. What was remarkable was at the end of the year, when we looked at the performance, that was essentially the same. The difference was 0.02 of a percentage of a point in performance. It was absolutely remarkable, which said to us, there's really not that necessity to be trading mutual funds. If you're going to buy a mutual fund, be a buy and hold purchaser of mutual funds. Our phone number here is 617-822-1969. We are going to take a short break. When we return, we are going to have our weekly trivia question, and where we'll be giving away tickets to see Annie at the North Shore Music Theater. 2 free tickets to see Annie at the North Shore Music Theater. Coming up next, this is Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on 96.9 Boston Talks.